First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batcher with Bill Raggio, a senior fellow of Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. Long war requires memory. Bill has helped me recover many details from 2021. And over the years, we've had to understand that while Al-Qaeda and the ISIS have different visions of the future, they can and will work together. Al-Qaeda is the senior member of the duo. Al-Qaeda uses ISIS for operations that, let's put it this way, allow Al-Qaeda to remain at arm's length, deniability. But then again, Bill, the Iranians host, in some fashion, Al-Qaeda senior executives, senior men, who can order attacks, long range, can send invitations out to Afghanistan. Can we describe Al-Qaeda as a front for the Islamic Republic of Iran? We know Houthis are a front. We know Hamas is a front. We know Hezbollah is a front. We know the gangs of the West Bank are a front. Have you ever heard or seen anybody describe Al-Qaeda in Iran as a front?
I have heard this. I view them myself more as an ally. The Houthis, the Iraqi militias, Hezbollah, Hamas, they're fellow travelers with the Iranians. They share, you know, nearly all of the Iranians' goals. Al-Qaeda, there's always a tension between Al-Qaeda and Iran because of the Sunni-Shia issue. Yet Iran is willing to work with America's enemies against America in the West, right? So Iran doesn't pull the levers for Al-Qaeda like it can with particularly the Iraqi militias and Hezbollah. It more gives them the safe haven and the time and space for Al-Qaeda leaders to operate and do their thing. There is and this was under the Obama administration, I believe it was in 2009 or 2010, a designation that talked about and this is, quote, secret deal between Iran and Al-Qaeda. And that's basically the agreement. Al-Qaeda doesn't attack Iran or Iranian interests or conduct attacks inside Iran. And it gives Al-Qaeda leaders the ability to have safe haven inside of Iran and very likely gives it other support like passports and legal documents and things like travel documents and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, you could look at it that way, and the relationship evolves over time. I do think that the IRGC doesn't quite have the pull with Al-Qaeda that it does with groups like Hezbollah and the Iraqi militias and such.
And the FBI report today will bring it right up to date to what we don't know, the unknown unknowns. What we don't know is that the FBI is pointing to a Central Europe threat. But the other part of the detail that fetches me is crossing the southern border. How do you do that without documentation? You do it through the Darien Gap. That's how you do it. You're transported all the way to the Mexican border after going through a variety of obstacles on your way to the... You've got to really want to be here. And this is not old Tajik migrants. This is new Tajik migrants, according to the FBI. Bill, we don't have any general indication of an attack underway, do we? There's nothing. Al-Qaeda's been, you'd have to say, in reserve ever since the death of Zawahiri. I don't remember a major action. Has there been?
Not against the U.S. or in the West. Al-Qaeda, I believe, the way I perceive this, John, is since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda has focused its efforts in military actions in its branches, you know, in West Africa, North Africa, East Africa, Yemen, Syria, and such. And centrally, Al-Qaeda Central, or its global, or its, you know, its central network is focused on building up that infrastructure inside of Iran, supporting the Taliban, as well as supporting groups like the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan. So I believe Al-Qaeda is more of in a consolidation phase. But we have to look at the history of Al-Qaeda. What happens here, John, is a lot of analysts and U.S. intelligence officials, they see a lack of action to mean that the group is moribund or defunct or decimated, defeated, degraded, things like that. But I always remind people that between the first world attack on the World Trade Center and the attack, that was in 1993, and the attack on the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, there was a 5-year lag between their Al-Qaeda operations. Al-Qaeda is patient. It operates in time frames of decades and generations. We just tend to judge these terror groups by what they've done today or what they might do tomorrow. And I think the more dangerous organizations like Al-Qaeda are more patient.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow of Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. The FBI has detained 8 men in 3 major U.S. cities said to be from Tajikistan. Why? I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.